Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Oh, that is so crazy.
I didn't know what to do with it.
You gotta go throw it away. You gotta.
Are we starting the podcast
you
now?
Gotta.
I took my gum out.
He just put it on his luggage like a serial killer.
Well, I didn't want to have to get up and walk away.
Go walk away. He took a gum.
Welcome
out of
to Relax.
And put it on. Welcome to the Relax the Podcast. I'm Colleen Ballinger, your host, with my co-host Eric, who's crazy and likes to spit his gum out and put it on his. Oh, good gag. Gum, everything grosses me out. I'm realizing as I get older that I'm maybe a high maintenance person. That's not very fun to be around.
Apologies, my dear.
You're all good.
I tried to hide it around the corner there, but you caught it.
No, I caught it real quick.
Yeah, you got to think about raw gum on
that
surfaces.
Is so crazy.
I don't want to be chewing the whole time, you know?
Yeah. We're in Vegas, guys. Well, we're leaving Vegas. We're at the airport in Vegas. Is this your first airport episode? I feel like
it
you've
is,
done these
yeah.
before.
I think it's my first public episode. I'm very...
Are you so uncomfortable?
So uncomfortable.
He was like...
so
we were trying to find a spot to sit that wouldn't be like annoying to other people if we're doing this. And he goes, as we're walking to look for a place, he goes, is it obvious? And I said, is what obvious? And he's like, is it obvious?
I said, well, because I knew you've done this with Rachel recently.
Yeah, I just didn't know what you were talking about.
Yeah.
And you're like, is it obvious, like, will people know we're filming something? And I said, yeah, they're going to know we're filming something. It's embarrassing.
Not like this.
So, yes, I've actually done Relax episodes, multiple. I've done them on airplanes. I've done them at airports and lounges. I just filmed one with Rachel on an airplane. I filmed a couple with Rachel on an airplane.
You also, like, finished it, I feel like, at baggage claim.
Yeah, I did that. I did do that in a recent episode. But we're in Vegas. We had so much fun. We're here because I saw a Hillary Duff concert.
Yes.
And we stayed an extra day because we're here over Memorial Day weekend. And the hotels, well, not the hotels, the flights were a bajillion times more expensive to fly home on Memorial Day for some reason than they were today. So it was just way cheaper for us to fly home.
Well, it makes sense because people had to get back to work on Tuesday.
Yeah. So... we stayed an extra day after the Hillary Duff concert, and we had so much fun.
So much stinking fun, man.
We had so much fun, and I'm not like a Vegas person. I'm not a drinker. I don't gamble, and it
me
was
neither.
Just...
I don't gamble.
Don't even get me started on
I
the
don't
gambling,
gamble.
You guys.
I also don't gamble.
This man walked up... I wonder if you even remember this happened last night. Do you remember what you did last night? Do you remember?
Most of it, yeah. I think so. Why? I don't
Do you remember when you gambled at the end of the night?
Yeah.
What happened?
I lose $50.
Faster than you can blink.
I can lose $50 in a casino so quick.
You guys, it makes me so anxious. Like it's almost unbearable.
It was so comical.
It's
that one was on roulette where I just put like $50 on black. It seemed like the wheel immediately stopped spinning on red. Money into the little hole, gone.
He
the night before, blackjack, I played two hands, $25 hands, lost the first hand, lost the second hand, walked away.
In seconds. Well, he goes up to the blackjack table with Rachel and puts down a $100 bill. And I look to Abby, I go, that was $100. He put down $100. He just gave that person $100. Because I can't comprehend... it's really hard for me to process and understand the enjoyment of gambling. I understand that it's exciting to win money, but you don't win it.
Yeah,
it's very rare.
Yeah, you don't. I wish I had won a couple hands so it could just have lasted longer. Because for me, it's not a compulsion. It's it's entertaining. At least if you're with friends, you know what I mean, who are sitting there with you.
Did you find it entertaining yesterday, last night, to sit down at the
You guys laughed? Table? You guys laughed at me how fast I lost $50.
Abby and Rachel laughed because I had to walk away because I was because he's just what you, it was a $50 minimum table, I think.
Yeah.
And which is crazy. And he walked up to that and put down $50. And I was like, I need to walk. I can't be here. I'm getting upset.
You immediately lost it. You didn't miss much.
It was horrible. He also, at the blackjack, I don't know if you remember this, the blackjack table, he gave you two $25 chips or whatever. And you picked it up to you're like, here, you got to blow on it to me.
Yeah.
And you got yelled at. You're like, touch it.
You see a thing in a movie once, and you're like, I guess that's dice when you're playing craps.
I don't know. They yelled at him for dice, and then they yelled at him for picking up that chip so I could blow on it or something.
Yeah, but other than that, I didn't get yelled at too much on this trip, so that's pretty good.
No, not at all. But it was, we had so much fun. But gambling is something that I have a hard time. And Abby tried to get me to understand it last night. She was like, "Let's pick a slot machine." Like, I want you to see.
That
it
I don't
fun.
Understand.
It can be fun. And it made me hate it more. Can I tell you why?
Because it's an adult claw machine.
It's worse
it's a claw
than
machine
an, no,
for
it's
adults.
Worse than an adult claw machine, because in an adult claw machine or a child any claw machine, I don't know what's an adult claw machine.
No, I'm saying metaphorically.
Oh, I see what you're saying. No, it's worse than a claw machine, because a claw machine, at least there is like some strategy of like you have to. I know that you just lose them, but like you still have to like angle the claw, and you have some involvement. The slots are literally, especially the computer ones, I really hate.
Yeah, well, they're all computer ones, but they're very, very digitally heavy.
I hate it
screen
because
ones.
All you do is push a button, and it's like you would think, oh, okay, well, if you get them all in a row, it could be exciting to like hope that it goes like ding, 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 and you can watch them go in a row.
Yeah.
You know? But it doesn't go like in a row. It's like there's one in a corner and one in the middle, and they start blinking. It's like, you won. I'm like, I won what? No, there's
well,
no
tells
rhyme
you.
Or reason.
Like
no, it doesn't. It's like you got
I don't
a,
understand
you
it.
Got a pig and a cow, which is obviously
no, you
the
win,
big
you,
roller red.
You win 10 cents, you lose 20. You win 20
yeah,
cents, you lose
no
30 cents. You always end up losing like $10.
Sure. I understand that you win and you lose things, but I'm saying like there's no rhyme or reason to like what makes you win or lose on those slots. It's
I
just like they there's whereas like
I'm sure there are, by the way. I'm sure that people know they need this to line up or they need this many of the sequined things. I don't know.
There is no strategy, there's no thought that goes into it. It's just completely random.
No.
Yes it is.
Well, it's random what's gonna come up.
Okay, sorry guys. We're gonna have a lot of interruptions today. So there's a lot of cuts in this episode. It's because the people keep talking over the intercoms and we just had FaceTimes with our kids to say goodnight. But I don't remember what I was talking about. I don't like gambling slot machines. It's not my cup of tea. But Vegas, we did have a lot of fun.
Yes.
We had a blast.
Such a good time.
Yeah.
Truly.
All right, so.
Can I go first this week?
Please.
It's crazy to me the amount of lore that I'm building for myself at our son's school. First there was Fly Guy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we all know about Fly Guy. At one of your last shows, people would call me Fly Guy when they see me. Someone got me a t-shirt with a giant fly on it, and that was so sweet. It said, "I'm so fly." Thank you for that.
It's a cool shirt.
I wore it the other night to bed, and the kids really liked it. And then, what was the other thing? Oh, and then there was Serpent Cool. And I did the whole Serpent Cool thing. I just can't help, when we go to do things, just making a complete... Something that makes me cringe inside and embarrasses me. I don't know. It just happens every time. So this time, they're doing his first ever school play, which is a whole other conversation of meaningful to me and Colleen and so awesome. But they wanted people to come in and help paint the backdrop of the sets. And Colleen kind of volunteered, and she was doing it. And I was doing stuff. And I was like, wait, what could be more fun than that? So I rushed over there to help, too, because this was my childhood, too. Was my mom would come help paint the backdrops for sets.
Really?
She did that. It made me think of her for my first play. Mom did
so
that.
Cool. I didn't know that. That's so
like
cool.
A core memory for me. So I go over there, and what essentially they have is like a paint by numbers situation where they had someone, it's a forest scene. Someone come in and draw trees and animals along a stream, and they just needed them to be acrylically painted in, which is something that I can do moderately.
Very simple, not like shadows and whatever. It was literally the tree is green, the river is blue. You know?
Now, I've in my lifetime, I've painted a lot with acrylic as like a hobby. I would say I'm average. I wouldn't say I'm below average, but I'm like, I'm okay. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Some things in my own style. And the one thing that that his teacher needed help with was a deer. And so I go over and there's this deer, just the outline illustration of a deer, and I'm okay. And I get brown paint, and I get it has circles for like the spots. It's a baby deer. It's a Bambi. You know what I mean? And so we're in a rush. It's really hot. There's all these kids running around, like kind of trying to like help me. It was you know what I mean? It was really sweet. But so I just painted in the deer. It took me an hour. and then I was so proud of it. So proud that I had painted in this, you know, silhouette of a deer, that I took a picture of it, and I went to go, Colleen was in a different classroom painting a different backdrop, and I go to show her out of like wanting like approval and pride in that I had painted this for her son. And I show her picture and she goes, and you go, oh, she's thick. What did you say?
I said, oh, badonkadonk, or something like that. I said something about it, but
something about cake.
I said, oh, she got cake. That's what I said. I think I don't remember. I said something along those
and
lines.
And I was so confused.
Well, and you were just like, huh? Why?
You were like, oh, that's so good.
Well,
good job.
I thought that's why you were showing it to me.
Right.
You didn't. To show
you were
me
like, how do you not see?
Well, don't continue this. Don't show the picture yet, because the next part of the conversation is, I said, oh wow, she got a booty, you know, whatever I said, something along those lines. And Eric goes, what? And I was like, her butt. And he was like, oh, I painted it. And I was like, yeah, her butt, right? That's what, like, I thought he was showing me the butt. And he was like, no.
So what did you think? I made a joke of the butt? I was like, let me draw this
how crazy the butt
fat butt on this deer?
I thought he was showing me how crazy the butt was on the deer that he drew. But in really, I didn't realize he wanted, like, validation for, like, how great he did. Because it was so jarring to me, the butt. And I could tell he was a little bit like, oh, what? Like, that's all you could see is the butt? And then I felt really bad. So then he had to go. He had to take Flynn, and Flynn's school's over. So he took Flynn, and I kept painting. Later that night, I'm upstairs with the kids, like brushing teeth, whatever, and I hear Eric downstairs cackling, like laughing so loud. And I was like, what happened? And he's like, I just pulled up that picture of the deer. Because it was like he needed to walk away from his art and then revisit it to see what I saw.
Yes, yes, yes.
I think in the moment you were so proud of your artwork, you didn't see.
Well, still am, kind of.
It's beautiful.
So yeah, I was laughing. Once I saw it, I was laughing so hard. What happened was, like, there was a kind of a black Sharpie outline. I think they did black, like, freehand black paint. They had, like, an artist come in, someone who's, you know. And I just was, like, paint by numbers, painted in. You know what I mean? I kind of didn't have a choice. But I also, it's crazy to me that this whole time, didn't notice at all. And his teacher, other teachers are in this kind of art classroom being like, oh, yeah, looks good. No, but, like, no, it was like I think his teacher goes, that's perfect. You know what I mean? And now all I can think of is that, okay, I was Fly Guy, and then the serpent cool joke really didn't go over well, and I was humiliated, bombed, totally bombed in front of all his friends and his teacher. And now how could, it's like, I'm just keep digging
You're
the hole deeper
butt.
And deeper. Now I'm like, it's going to be so sweet, these first graders putting on this play, and I feel like everyone's just going to be like,
who painted the
what
deer?
What asshole drew that big-ass deer?
It's like you
okay,
might
without further ado.
So if you're not watching, you're only listening.
Like, this is insane.
I wish, if you're
I
only
thought,
listening, I wish you could
that
see.
I didn't notice this the whole
it
time.
Crazy.
It's crazy. This is crazy work. Crazy behavior.
It's crazy.
So
it's crazy
someone's going to ask questions, and I'm going to have to answer for them.
Well, what's crazier is that, like, I literally reacted as a normal person would, seeing the biggest butt on a deer ever. And you looked at it, and you're like, what? What are you talking about? It's a beautiful deer I painted. You did not see it until you had to leave the situation and come back to it. But, like, that's f***ing nuts. Oh, sorry, I said the bad word. We got to get rid of that, but...
Besides that, like, it's pretty good. It's like some sort of like reverse centaur where it's just like has
it's
a
crazy.
I think it's gonna be very distracting to the play.
To the performance. I don't know, love. It's pretty crazy.
None of the kids, like two of his friends were kinda helping me with you can't see it in that picture, but there's like a stream beneath it. So they were doing the stream, and it was chaos. I was just like, I really want to help out. And then I did have to take him home. So it's like, I had a certain amount of time.
Right.
But what the worst part is that, like, I took those pictures not to be like, oh my gosh, I got to show Colleen how funny this is. I took them out of like, I think this is pretty good.
It is good.
And, like,
love, you
pride.
Did a great job.
They wanted to show you because, like, you're so crafty, you're so good. And you were over there, you were painting like this whole, like, woodland scene with like a turtle in the stream, and it was like everybody else's kind of looks like not great, but yours looked like hyper realistic almost. Like, you're so talented at all that stuff. That I want, and you weren't in the same classroom, so I just wanted to be like, hey, look what I just accomplished.
I think it looks great. I think
absolutely
it's also funny.
Making a freak out of myself yet again.
I'm sorry, love. It looks great.
The lore I've established.
You got to keep your reputation going, love.
I think we need to switch schools. I think he needs to switch schools at this point. Because I need to start over. Because I need a fresh start.
Oh, man. Well, so, I think this will make you feel better.
I'm having a hard time making friends with other dads, love. I don't get it.
I think that will make you make friends with other dads. The other dads are going to be like, yo, who put that deer butt on there? And you could be like, it was me, bro.
Yeah.
If it makes you feel better, which I think it will.
Yeah.
I do think, truly, that I can make you feel better because I was painting a turtle at the time where you showed me the deer, and something happened to me.
What's it? How that ass,
that
though?
Was not, that wasn't great. Can I tell you?
Yes.
So I'm painting this turtle, and it was kind of, someone had started painting it in. I don't think it was a child. I think it was one of the teachers. It started painting in the turtle a little bit, and they painted it all green, like different shades of green. And I was like, well, turtles are typically more like, they have brown shells. They don't like have green shells, you know?
Oh, I saw you. Yeah, you totally painted over that whole shell. You're like, the shell's brown now, guys. Yeah, I don't know who did this, but
you
just painted over it.
They don't have green shells.
You kind of made it a tortoise.
It was a tortoise. It wasn't a turtle. It was a tortoise because it was on a rock. It wasn't in the water swimming. It was like, I mean, I could be either, I guess. Anyway, whatever it was, someone is running in flip-flops.
Running in flip-flops is crazy. That was
dangerous.
The loudest noise I've ever heard in my life.
Was he? I don't think he was.
He was big. He looked tall. He was like 6'5".
I didn't even notice him. I just know that those flip-flops like were very loud. And I've run in flip-flops before. It's dangerous. Anyway, I'm painting this freaking turtle or tortoise brown, right?
Yes.
The students come in the room. Kids, you know, they went out to like PE or something. And they came back in. And it's before the teachers like starts talking again. So the kids are just kind of talking amongst themselves. They come up and they gather around to see what I'm doing. And Flynn's there. And Flynn's like, that's my mom. Like, he's all excited. You know, mm-hmm. He's like proud that I'm there painting. And some little kid, sweet, all of them so sweet. This little sweet child comes up and he goes, why is it brown? Is it a turd? Look, guys, it's a tortoise. Not a tortoise.
That's pretty good burn.
And, and all the kids started laughing at me.
Oh, you're just immediately bullied.
So, you know what?
Within seconds of them coming
very
to the
much
bus.
The wife of Fly Guy. I think I'm going to start to catch up to you. And they all started going, it's a tortoise. It's a tortoise. And I was a tortoise, guys. It's a turd.
I don't think... If you want to relate to me, did you immediately have like flop sweats when that happened?
No, I just was like,
Did you then have nightmares about it?
No, I just started saying it was a tortoise. I was like, you're so right. It's such a tortoise.
Schools these days, they send out like things every night. Emails, like parent networking. You know what I mean? There's an app. It's like it's constantly. There's like a email and a text like every night. I feel like there's going to be like a
Fly guy on campus today. Fly guy alert.
Like, come watch. He's going to embarrass himself again. So who knows what's going to happen next?
Well, I don't know, love. I'm sorry.
Thank God. The school year's almost over, but like...
But then it starts up again.
When the play happens,
mm-hmm.
I won't be able to keep it together. I'll be like you at Moulin Rouge.
Oh, man, that was bad. In case you don't know what he's talking about, I saw Moulin Rouge on Broadway, and... I had a giggle attack at the show, and it was so embarrassing.
When the main characters died, you audibly cackled.
I can't believe I did that.
It
was so bad.
Aaron Tveit, playing a dead body at this point on stage, goes, like,
no, he didn't.
He moved his head. He was like,
they didn't hear me from on stage, but it was.
Is that his name? That's his name, right?
Aaron Tveit or something? I'm sure I'm saying it wrong, too. Wait, Aaron? Andrew?
I don't know. I don't know Broadway people.
I should know this, but now my brain is kind of slop right now because of Vegas. I was going to say something else about... Oh, you know what I did say? I'm remembering now. When they called it a tortoise, I remember what I said. I said, oh, it is totally a tortoise. Should I make like little like motions of stink going up on him so everyone knows he's a stinky tortoise? Do you think he stinks? They're like, yeah, he's a stinky tortoise. I was like, he's totally stinky.
That's a good way to fight the...
Like, I was like, you're right. He's totally stinky, man.
It's a good way to fight the shame is to join in...
Yeah,
that seems like an appropriate reaction as opposed to as your soul buckling and your tail between your legs going away and overthinking it.
No, they're going to love it.
Talking about it in therapy.
They're at the age where, like, butts and poops funny. Like, yeah. I mean, I never grew out of that age, I guess, but, like, they'll just think it's funny.
Yeah.
They'll think it's hilarious. Oh my gosh, Libby, that's so good.
I should have put stink lines above the deer's freaking ass.
You just put a turd coming out of it.
Oh, that's too far. I can't believe I did that.
That's so funny.
Well, I wanted to talk to you about some comments from last week.
Okay, I have things to read too about Vegas-y things, but that's okay.
Oh, you want to do that? You want to do Vegas-y things?
Yeah, well, let's do Vegas-y things and then we'll read those.
So you got that to look forward to.
Okay, so I was thinking about gambling and how much I love it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That was going to be my relax, was gambling in general. But I have a couple fun facts about Vegas that were interesting to me. But I wanted to know how much money is lost in Vegas. So gamblers collectively lose approximately $8.8 billion
with a B
per year on the Las Vegas Strip alone. $15 billion across the entire state of Nevada.
Yeah, gamblers lose
per day $26.7 million every day.
Is lost.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
I mean, not lost. I guess it goes straight to the casinos.
That's why I don't do it.
You only did do it a couple times.
I didn't do it any other time, you know.
You did a few slots. You did a blackjack and you did...
I know I didn't do a slot machine. I was going to put money in a slot machine, but like
you
wouldn't take it.
You definitely did.
Oh, all right. Okay.
You did the Suddenly...
because they had a little Shop of Horrors one, which is like, who's giving the rights? Yeah, there's a lot of like Willy Wonka imagery, like the actual actor Gene Wilder who mm-hmm. played Willy Wonka in that movie is on tons of these slot machines. And yeah, there was a little Shop of Horrors one. I was like, I wonder what they're getting for their likeness or their family's estate is getting for their likeness on these machines.
I doubt anything. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
But the Little Shop of Horrors one I did have to play. And yeah. I think it just went ding, 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 and then all your money, my money was gone.
Well, the Little Shop of Horrors one, I was like, yeah, you got to play that. And then last night, I struggle even admitting this, but last night we were walking around the casinos and Rachel saw, or Abby, I don't remember who it was, one of them, saw one of the slot machines had like a train on it and across the top it said all aboard.
Oh, so you
And they're like,
to Colin,
you have to play. They put money in and they made me play
dollars?
That. It was I was mortified. I was like, I just don't want to be near this. You can't. We should be bleeping these things. We shouldn't even be saying it ever again.
Well, I can't.
So embarrassing, idiot.
No.
Yes. Okay. I have more facts though.
Sure.
So that they lose a lot of money. That's what I was trying to say. Listen to this crazy fact.
Okay.
Now, I didn't fact check any of these facts. I just like saw them online and hope maybe they're true. The Luxor light, the beam at the Luxor, you know, the pyramid one.
Mm-hmm.
It attracts so many bugs and that then attracts so many bats that tourists often mistake all the bats for like flying UFOs. Isn't that interesting?
Because
There's so many bugs.
That took a turn. I get there being bugs and attracted to like this massive light, and then there being bats because that's a primary food source for them. But like then why then? But then tourists are like, UFOs.
I mean, bats common
they're
everywhere?
Bats.
Because like bats are. I don't know.
I mean, if you don't know what a bat is, you're gonna be like, oh, a bird.
I don't know. People think they're UFOs. I'm just telling you
the facts
bird that
comes
I don't
out
know if they're facts or not
at night.
Over 2 tons in coins are removed from the Bellagio fountains each year. That's a lot. Okay, here's another fun fact. People in Vegas consume more shellfish in a day than the entire United States does in a year. In one day.
Well, it's a lot of shrimp cocktails.
That's crazy. The classic shrimp cocktail in Vegas, it's a staple, seafood, blah, blah. People in Vegas love shellfish. Shellfish is a hard word for me. They enjoy shellfish so much.
It's a hard word to say.
They reportedly consume 60,000 pounds or 30 tons per day.
It's crazy because there certainly is no ocean here.
That is crazy.
Such a fun fact, love.
Rude. Also, I was wondering, what do they do with all the leftover food from the buffets? There's so many buffets.
Surely they donate it to people.
Some donate it, but some they like give it to the. It turns into pig food. They feed it to the pigs.
Oh, like
livestock.
Pig industry.
There's like a livestock. There's like a barn of Vegas animals, I guess, somewhere nearby.
Well, they probably sell it to people who like raise.
No, I think there's literally like a farm they like send it to. I think that's what
I've
read.
That's so cool.
It's
Hey, you're the one dishing out these fun facts, love.
Well, probably
you're
not
the one
even
who did
true.
All the. You're the one who did all the research
here.
I didn't
do much research. Las Vegas livestock. Yeah, it says that. The MGM resorts partner with large-scale local farms such as Las Vegas livestock.
That's so cool.
And they give them all the
What a fun fact.
Those pigs are eating friggin' crab legs, man.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess they would be, yeah.
Do you like buffets?
Do I like buffets? No. I don't even like salad bars. I don't think food should be in air. You know?
In air?
Yeah, like
what do you mean?
Just like open air food. I don't like salad bars, buffets. What do you mean?
It's all food, it touches air. What are you talking about?
No, I know, but it's not like if it's just sitting, it's like sitting out in the air.
Okay.
I get the food touches air.
Yeah, I think you should come up with a different terminology instead
of
like
open air food.
In air. Yeah, just like or sitting like idle.
Food? There was I don't have a lot of experience with buffets. I think there was something called Hometown Buffet in Milford, Connecticut. I think I went a couple times. And that I remember being excited about the idea, but I think I was like Flynn's age, like 6 or 7.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Good one.
And that's kind of it.
Yeah.
Is Sizzler
buffet? I love Sizzler growing up. Yeah. Growing up, I love buffets because you get to go do your own ice cream. And that was so exciting to me as a kid to like do my own soft serve ice cream for
myself.
That's
exciting, yeah.
But as an adult, like I'm not a buffet person. I don't eat enough to make a buffet worth it. Like because I eat in small spurts all day long. Like I'll be like, I'm starving. And I'll eat a little bit of food and then be like, I'm so full. And then a half hour later be like, I'm starving. And I kind of am like that all day. And so buffets are bad for me because I'll fill a plate and then I'll eat a few bites and be like, crap, I'm full. And then I have to wait an hour to eat more of it.
Yeah. And I see there's something about it that turns me off. Yeah. And the same thing with salad bars. I've never had a good salad and I'm the one making it at a salad bar. It's never been good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe I just don't know what I'm doing. I just don't like salads.
People love buffets, man.
I don't know that people love buffets.
Yes, they do. I know people personally.
I think that's a thing here.
No. I know people who, like, it's their favorite thing in the world. Like, buffets are, like, their favorite thing in the world.
Like, their favorite, like, out
of
everything?
Their favorite restaurant. Like, they would go to a buffet over anything else. I know people who love them
very much.
These
people, I think, are going to get sick in their tummies.
They don't.
And need a
bathroom. They love it. They think it's the coolest. They love it. I just didn't know if you were one of those people or not.
No, I got a sensitive tummy.
You do have a sensitive tummy, love.
Yeah. So, there's that.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that.
It's okay.
I wrote down something I wanted to talk about that just happened to me. And we do have to go soon, unfortunately, because our plane is going to board in 10 minutes. But I went to get... everyone has a routine when they go to an airport, but I feel like we all kind of collectively as a society have a similar routine. You go to the airport, you get your stuff, you get through security, check your bags if you have them, whatever. You get through security, you go to your gate. Do I know where my gate is? Does my gate know where I am? We're good. And then you get your snack, your little treat, whatever you need. If you're hungry for food, if it's going to be a long flight, whatever it's going to be. But you go to your gate first and then you go get your little thing. For me, I always go get a water bottle and usually some sort of a snack for the plane, like a chocolate or a bag of chips or whatever. So
you like those corn nuts?
Yeah, I like corn nuts because
you always get ranch corn nuts.
Cool ranch corn nuts, yep.
At airports.
I sure do. And it's just because it's like something small and little that I can just like snack on throughout like the whole flight. And it lasts a while because it's like a bunch of little tiny nubs.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You know, it's a weird quirk that you have.
I have so many.
That I bet you that anyone listening doesn't know. When you're with Colleen on an airplane, you know, they come through and they offer you like, you know, a drink and snacks. I've never, as many flights as we've been on together for years, I've not seen you one single time take a glass of water. For me, it's ginger ale, the free snacks, which is totally not in line with like who I know you to be. I mean, it's a free snack.
I know.
You just go,
nope, nothing. Don't want it.
You've never taken a...
Not even in first class,
by
the way.
We're talking complimentary beverage.
First class, like a
snack,
meal.
But
like,
then also,
I won't do
also
it.
Yes... In first class, you'll never, like,
never.
On the rare occasion that happens.
Well, if it's, like, overnight, like, if it's overseas, I will.
No, every time I've done it with you, you'll be like, can I just have the dessert?
Oh, yeah.
Is it something
or
chocolatey?
Or just the bread.
Yeah, or you'll just eat the piece of bread, and that's it.
Yeah.
It's so odd.
Do you know why? I wonder if you can guess why.
Because you hate that it's free? I don't know.
No, that's certainly not
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't line up with,
can
like,
you,
who,
can you guess? I want you to try to guess why I would do that.
Because do you think you're people-pleasing them? Somehow?
No.
You're
making, no. It actually makes me anxious because I feel like they're upset that I denied their
yeah,
offer.
Yeah, a lot of times they're like, it's free.
Yeah.
A lot
of times I think I'm annoying to them. It's because I don't like the feeling of being done with my snack or my drink and having it just there. You have a limited amount of space. You're in a 1-foot by 1-foot square of space. And to have your tray down and to have like a cup on it full of liquid that could spill during turbulence or whatever, or have like your trash and you're just waiting for them to come, like holding your trash, waiting for them to come to collect it. And sometimes it takes them 2 hours to come and collect the trash. And you're just like holding it, waiting and waiting and waiting. It stresses me out so much. And I realized years ago, like, I'm so stressed waiting for them to come and take the trash away, or that I have half drink Coke or water or whatever that I'm waiting for them to come take because I know we're landing soon. Like, it's the anticipation of like waiting for them to come take it, or it's going to be over soon, or it's going to spill, or that stresses me out so much. I would way rather get my own snack at the airport and bypass that completely and just not even have to worry about it. I don't have to put my tray down or my tray up. I can just keep editing on my computer, whatever I'm doing. Like, I can just keep doing, and I don't have to be bothered with like other things in my little tiny space that I have. It stresses me out to accept
you
it.
You are.
I'm a crazy person.
A crazy.
I know.
That you, there's that much stuff. It's because.
I felt so seen once. I saw a TikTok, I think I sent it to you, or Instareel or something, of someone, and it was just a person sitting on an airplane, like a green screen airplane, holding a tiny piece of trash. And they're just like anxiously, like sitting there looking. And it said, like, me patiently waiting for the stewardess to come to take my one piece of trash. And it's like, I felt so seen. I was like, that is how I feel.
That's not the same thing.
Oh,
we,
my God.
We all have, like, a normal feeling of, like, oh, I got to get rid of this trash, or I got to, you know what I mean? Like, I hope they come take it so I can put my tray up. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right. I don't like
normal
that feeling.
Things, but the way that yours goes, that keeps, the way that you spiral.
I just don't like it. But it's not like it's like ruins my life. It's just like, it's a little annoying to me. So I'm like, I can eliminate that a little annoying feeling by just not having it.
Okay.
So anyway, I went and found our gate when we got to the airport, and we were separate because I had TSA and Eric refuses to become pre-check.
No, I don't. I've never been able to conveniently accomplish that goal yet.
Yeah. It's a goal he's been working on for like 8 years. He's working on it. He'll get there.
We got through it the same amount of time.
Yeah. We didn't. But anyway, I found the gate.
I feel like the non-priorities now outnumber the priorities.
Lovey, you were
since you've all gone and done it, and like priority is no longer priority.
To know, he makes this argument every time we go to the airport, and every time we go to the airport, he's at the gate 20 minutes after.
Far fewer people like have never gone to whatever Staples and handed in their documents to be to be pre-checked.
Like, I agree.
But you guys all did, and now I think your line is longer.
So how do I get to the gate before you every time?
You don't.
Oh,
you know the line. You know the line was
lying.
Exactly the same.
Love.
You just got to the gate first today because they flagged
there?
my beard trimmer.
Then explain your text to me where I was sitting there waiting for you.
I said the dreaded thing where your bag goes right
talking.
Or left.
Let me finish talking. I got through TSA pre-check in 4 seconds. I'm sitting there waiting for you to get through your long take off your shoes and take out your laptop drama in a long line. I'm watching him in line still. You haven't even given him your boarding pass yet. And I'm already through. We're sitting waiting. I didn't mind waiting. But then I was like, this is taking a long time. I think I'm just going to go pee and meet him there. And so then I'm in the bathroom. And then he texts me, hey, they selected me to check they're looking through my bag. And I was like, it's all good. I'm already at the bathroom and I'm going to be at the gate soon. But anyway, that's not even the point of the story. He always tries to argue that it's faster to wait longer in lines. But I get through.
I'm arguing. Anyways.
So I get to the gate and then I go into the convenience store, whatever, to get my water. And usually I get a water and another snack. This time I only got a water. So I became very aware of how much it cost because usually I get like a water, my corn nuts, maybe a surprise for the kids. You know, I get multiple things. And so when it says $20, $30, whatever it is, I'm like, oh, that's expensive, but whatever. This time I only got the water. It might be the only time at the airport where I've only just gotten a singular water bottle.
Yes.
Guess how much?
Well, in Vegas, I've felt like, especially this time, everything is absurdly priced. I'm going to say $12.
Okay, it's not going to sound as bad now. $8.19.
Yeah.
This wasn't even a fancy water. It was just like a plain water.
How much they were at the hotel. This is a smart water. It's pretty smart.
$8.19.
You got the smart alkaline one.
Water?
Yeah.
for water?
That's what happens.
Water should be free.
Water should be free.
Water. We're in Nevada. We're in the desert.
Water should be free.
Is that not insane? I feel like that's crazy, you guys. Anyway, we're going to read some comments because we have to go board our plane. So Eric, it looks like Eric screenshotted some comments from recent episodes.
Cora commented, okay, I listened to these podcasts at 2x speed, and I liked this comment because this is how I also listen to them. For some reason, it's so if you're listening to this podcast, listen to it in 2x speed would be my recommendation. Would you agree with that?
Why is that?
Because or time and a, or 1.5 speed.
Okay.
I don't know, because it flows better.
Oh my God, because we're so boring.
Yes. But they said when Eric was talking about the Tapas restaurant at 2x speed, it sounded like topless restaurant.
Oh my God.
So it sounded like we were talking about a topless restaurant, which they do have here in Vegas.
How would you know?
It's because they have really big billboards.
Okay, I didn't say any.
Here's what you're going to like.
What?
You're right? Question mark. You win.
That never happens.
Every comment from last week's episode is essentially siding with you in the tapas restaurant
no
argument
way.
That they either hate tapas or
I
if they do tapas or if they do tapas, they will only go with people, friends, whatever that agree that this is a concept meal that includes sharing.
Well, yeah.
So we're going to share, and if the math doesn't line up on something, I don't know. They shared your stress with it. I mean, I couldn't describe how
honestly
insane you were.
Very shocking to me because I thought last week. I even said last week in the episode multiple times, like I know I am incorrect.
Monica says I agree with Colleen. Tapas,
I think
should be called expensive awkward appetizers.
Yes,
I mean
I agree with you. That's so true.
Kelsey says, I agree with you, Colleen, about tapas. And you is all capitalized. She agrees with you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Lowercase me. Especially if there is, let's say, 6 shrimps and 4 people.
Right.
Who gets the 2 extra shrimps? And who gets 1? All that stuff.
It's very stressful, guys.
Also, apparently everybody's showering backwards. So you were right about that, too. Remember we were talking about...
Yeah, I think like, girls do. I feel like it's common for boys to...
A few comps have said, well, my husband showers like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think girls usually shower because for our hair. And you don't want to get like your face all wet and like... I don't know. It just makes more sense to shower that way with our hair than forward. Because then like when you go like this and all your hair is going to go in front of your face, like that's super uncomfortable.
The top... This is from Babe Girl 1-3. Hi. The tapas situation is the most relatable argument you've had since the rug in the half bathroom.
Oh, my God.
That's going way back.
I forgot about that one. The rug in the half bath. Oh, Eric was so mad that I had bathroom, like, mats in the bathroom. He wants just nothing in there. That scares
me.
No,
that's not true. There's no bath. It's a bath mat. So we don't need to relitigate it.
Yeah, we're not going to. But
we do have to board a plane.
I know. But this is just a short episode. I'm so sorry, guys. We thought we'd have more time. But
at least we did it. You said I wouldn't do one in an airport. I did it in an airport.
I'm so proud of you. You did
a
great job.
That's the Mile Club.
We did have a really, really fun time in Vegas. And my vlogs of it will be coming out in the next couple of days if you want to check out our time. But we had so much fun. It was really nice to just like be here. I miss the kids so
I know. We're,
much.
We're
I'm
rushing
so
home to them.
See them.
But we are traveling again for the Colleen Ballinger Show live
yes.
on tour. It's my pity party. All aboard.
Stop it. Don't say that.
it's the 7th, June 7th in Philadelphia, and then June 9th in Boston, Massachusetts. Look on City Winery for your tickets. Yeah. And come say hi and call me Fly Guy.
Yeah.
Or
Deer Butt.
Deer Butt, I feel like it doesn't have the same...
Deer Ass.
Ring to it. Yeah, you still haven't figured that one out yet.
Yeah, we got to figure that one out.
Oh, I can't believe I painted that. I didn't know. I had no idea.
That was so funny.
It's abstract.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. You are the best.
Love you. Bye.
Leave us some comments for next week for Eric to read. Or me, maybe next week.
Sounds good.
Bye.
Let's go. Thank you.
has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.